Welcome to We Need to Talk About STEM, the show where we talk about men and women from history named Stevin.
There have been many Stevens, Stefanis, Stefans,
Stevies,
a Stefans, movies,
TV,
music,
books,
history. Stephen is one of the most powerful names that has ever existed, and this is a podcast dedicated to the men and women who have borne the name Stephen.
What's up, libtards?
You're in the alt-right zone, you fucking idiots.
You fucking snowflake, it's Christmas time, get out the shovel, clear the driveway.
You democrats.
You demo crap in the mouth. Oh, God, this is going to be one hell of a wrestle in the mud.
I feel like this might be worse than our Steve Bannon episode.
Ugh, yeah.
Because that one just was like Sean and I being really upset. And this one, I think, is going to be way worse.
I wonder if we were triggered according to the internet's definition of what that means.
Oh, we were.
We were triggered, right?
Yeah, for sure. But you know what might happen is if...
click, click, boom!
We might get like a ton of extra listeners on this one.
Yeah, we probably will, from a bunch of little baby dicks.
We will not measure your hogs. We know what they look like.
We'll take it. Well, guys, before we dive into the hole, because I have a sneaking suspicion a lot of you might not even know this, Steven.
Yeah, that's probably possible. I think that's why I think we're going to get a lot of, like, new
Stevens.
Unknown Steven listeners.
Wading into the water, maybe wondering if, like, we're all about this guy.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into it, I feel like, is there any business that we want to get off of our chest?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I don't think so either. I'm just giving us the chance because I feel like once we open the gate on this horse race, like these ponies are going to run and it's a...
Yeah. We're mutters.
And we're mutters for sure today. Yeah. So yeah, I guess thanks for listening. Listenership's been great lately. It's been really awesome because we haven't even really been promoting or like even on the level of what we're doing now, saying thanks for listening. Like we have kind of abandoned that for a couple weeks.
I know. We've actually been saying like we apologize for you listening.
Yeah, we've done some apologies for you wasting your time. But yeah, you guys, it's doing great. Please continue to share. Tell your dad, tell your friends, tell your postman. All that seems to be working. It's really fucking funny to Mike and I that we literally talk about people named Steven and we're getting all these listens. So.
Also, it was pretty funny, too. We were going through the list of like, man, like, should we start promoting a new podcast to like switch names? And we went through the list. We're like, oh, fuck, there's like 20 more Stevens that we have to
do. Oh, my God. We thought we were running out and we were going to have to pick a new name because I guess, spoiler alert, we're not going anywhere when we're out of Stevens.
No, yeah, we're not.
No, we're going to change the name. We actually know what our twist is going to be, but you're going to have to wait another 20 episodes.
Sure,
Mid-season spoiler.
Sometime around like February or March, you'll maybe know.
It'll be
2019.
Like, it'll be a late Christmas present, maybe for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Should we just get into the...
I feel like we have a lot to say about this, so let's just do it.
Okay. This week, Stephen is the youngest ever Fox News contributor, a failed comedian, and the voice of the brain on the hit animated PBS show, Arthur. He abstained from sex until marriage because of his religious beliefs, or simply because women wouldn't let him near them. The jury is still out. He's mean, he's gross, but more importantly, he's a massive piece of shit. He is Steven Crowder! Okay, does anyone know who Steven Crowder is?
I'll tell the audience right now, I did not know who this is.
Yeah, Sean is mad at me right now.
Yeah, I told him I was mad at him because I had to learn who this was and what a gross piece of garbage this is. And you're going to learn all about him. Like, again, I feel like... Maybe a lot of you don't know. If you do...
Should we, like, quickly maybe, like, break down his career or something
like
that?
Yeah, let's do it. I think we have to start off and explain him more than we normally would, a Steven.
Yeah.
Everyone knows our Stevens usually. This guy, maybe not.
Yeah. So I think he's a young dude.
31.
He's, like, 31. I think he tried originally to be a comedian. And he, as mentioned in the intro, he did a voice on the show Arthur.
Yeah, the hit. I was gonna say, is there such
wait
a
is
thing
it
as
Arthur
a hit
or
PBS show? It's Arthur.
Okay.
He's the weird little like wall, like I don't even know what kind of animal he is.
He's just a brain, right?
I guess so.
Which is funny, like with all these guys that we're going to talk about on this episode, is that they all think they're the smartest people ever.
And it shows.
So the brain.
In the worst way possible.
And he kind of like gained fame as being a conservative pundit, talking head kind of guy on Fox News.
Yes.
And then he got into some trouble with them because he shit-talked Sean Hannity.
Easy to do.
I don't know the story. Do you know what he said about him?
I don't know what he said, but I can imagine that there's a million options there. Like, the struggle would be to find someone who can say something nice
about him. I know, right.
Because even, like...
Who hasn't shit-talked
all the other
Sean
anchors
Hannity.
There don't like him.
Right.
Even if they agree with him, he's, like, famously... I mean, he's Sean Hannity. He's an unlikable sack of worms.
Yeah.
He's the fucking boogie-woogie man from fucking from Nightmare under Before my Christmas. Yeah, I remember Nightmare Before Christmas where the guy's filled with, like, roaches?
Yeah, he's just, like, a sheet sack filled with he's fucking just, dead animals.
He's gross. So I could see that Steven Crowder... might in one of his little quote-unquote humorous hot takes
right like went after him. But so I think that guys like him gain notoriety because they're being groomed in some way by like the conservative establishment of saying like, okay, we need young faces, guys who we think are super fucking cool.
Yes.
And then they get put on these platforms and then they're out of line. And then they just gain, he's gained a huge following on YouTube, I think, is what his thing is.
That's right. I think you're right. He was groomed by a conservative establishment, but because of just the way the world has worked out, there is a huge, you know, they call it the alt-right. I don't think they even like to be called that anymore. I think they like eschew that.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, young, angry white men, maybe who are good looking, and women too, who are good looking, are like being harped on by media conglomerates like that are like, oh, someone like thinks like Rupert Murdoch, right. But they look like a 20-year-old. Like, great, put him on
TV.
Yeah,
that's that girl, Tommy Lahren.
Oh,
you
God.
Know who she is, right?
Yeah, I know who she is, unfortunately.
And I love, there's like people like her, Steven Crowder, Ben Shapiro, all these guys who like are disgusted with like all these liberals in Los Angeles. And then they move from Iowa to live
be here
in Los Angeles
and like take advantage of our amazing media infrastructure to
and, like,
promote
at
our
the
crap
beach.
Ideas
and they like
okay, so let's I feel like we lost it with Fox News. So he gets fired from Fox News,
mm-hmm.
and then he goes on to be somewhat of a podcast and YouTube star, I guess you could call it. But the guy, from everything I've seen, is just an a-hole. Like, his thing is like, he will go make a YouTube video where he will fuck with illegal immigrants waiting to get paid $10 a day to paint a house.
Yeah, so let's
and, like,
talk,
humiliate them.
Let's talk about that clip, though, right? So
okay.
He has a video on his YouTube where he's trying to shine out some light on the fact that illegal immigrants who, like, hang out outside Home Depot or whatever to do manual labor are asking for too much money.
And not paying taxes,
even though they pay, like, sales taxes and plenty of other shit, I'm sure, right?
Of course.
So there's all these guys waiting to get a job, and one of Steven Crowder's, like, lackeys pulls up in a truck and says, I want to hire you people. And Steven Crowder is dressed in, like, fucking,
I guess, construction,
like, central casting or whatever they call it. Like, I'm a construction man.
Yeah, he's
he has
a hard
hat
and
has
like
a
white cutoff t-shirt and like a tool belt.
Yeah,
and his lunchbox.
And to prove the point that these people are asking for too much money for like $160 for a day of work, Steven Crowder starts undercutting them and saying like, I'll work for $100.
Right.
And then they drop the price. And then Steven Crowder eventually drops the price to like $65.
Yeah.
And so like the point that he's making is that there are white people in this country who want these jobs and will take them, except for the fact that Steven Crowder has a job already and makes money.
That's right.
And doesn't need...
And it's easy for him to stand there and say, I'll do this for $60 to outbid some Mexican who really needs it.
Because he's already paying the truck driver to show up.
Yeah, the truck driver's a plant, by the way. So, of course, he picks Steven, even though... whatever.
So this is like the kind of gross stuff that this guy does.
It is. And let me just point out, because I know we're going to move on from this quickly, but while we're here, like, the idea that these conservative and right-wing people pull shit like that and shit on immigrants who work for what is truly a low wage, but they're pretending is a bunch of money.
Yeah.
It's like, they're like, well, oh, goddamn American wants to do that job for $45,000 a year and break their back in someone's yard 10 hours every day, 6 days a week. It's like, you know what? If they did, they would. You're the ones who believe in free market economy, right? Like, you're the people who believe in unfettered economics and let the market figure it out. Well, guess what, asshole? The market's figuring it out.
Right, they're not.
If white men were lining up for that job, they'd be lining up for that job. But they're not.
You know, white men are lining up for jobs where they have, like, 401ks or retirement packages or some kind of, like, insurance included in the job that they have.
That's right.
And it sucks. And also, maybe the whole point of this thing is that people shouldn't be just working for, like, $12, $13 an hour.
That's right.
Maybe $26 an hour, like they said in this video, is not so bad for, like, actually skilled backbreaking labor.
That's right. And you know what? Like, that's exactly it.
You want to pay a guy $13 an hour to build your fucking house? Like, are you crazy?
Are you nuts?
Don't you want a guy who, like, knows what he's doing?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that construction unions exist, and all of those skilled laborers who are American citizens are able to find a job within that framework. Some guy from Honduras who's just dying to fix your sink.
Yeah.
That's not what these skilled American laborers who are part of unions are doing. They don't stand around Home Depot like, I'll paint your fence, I'll do anything. Like, to fuck with those guys, these are the most desperate people
I know,
on earth.
It's
they
so
have
mean.
Crawled through war zones and been transported in, like, fucking truck tires going around and around for thousands of miles
they're still dizzy.
Yes, just to get here and fucking paint your fence.
Yeah.
So what's your problem with them?
I know.
Don't pay taxes for their miserable
and it's
fucking
also,
life.
So say Steven Crowder.
Their kids will, okay?
So
that's the point.
Steven Crowder needs his house painted.
Yes.
He's going to hire a painting company who are all American guys, right?
Yep.
And they're all, like, the general contractor or whatever is probably making $100 an hour.
Yeah, the construction pimp.
All the other guys are making $20-$30 an hour to do it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's cheap labor to do this stuff.
No, it's fucking expensive, and it's tiring, and it's hard.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is, like, these guys are, they're called unskilled laborers, although he calls them aliens. And, like, illegal aliens.
No, but
it's also,
he,
like, a
dehumanizing. He also drops the illegal for a lot of that video. He just says, like, we're going to hire aliens right now.
I hate this kind of lefty talk, like dog whistle and stuff, but that's, like, not, it's, like, not even a dog whistle.
Yeah.
He's just dehumanizing, like, these fucking aliens, like, these people who are not from here and they're totally not people. Like, God forbid that they want to paint my fence and get $40 for the day. These fucking tax dodging pieces of shit.
It's
like,
not even like a bad deal.
No, it's a great deal. And you know what? These guys are always the people that hire them too. Like, fucking, you know, if this guy never hires someone to do that for him in his life, I'd be astonished.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
And it's a deal for them because they want to do it for work. It's a deal for you because you don't have to bring in overpriced labor that's contributing tax money. Like, you don't think we're all paying enough taxes anyway?
Right. I know. I thought that, that their whole point was that, like, they don't like taxes.
I thought
taxes
you hate taxes, right? Like, wouldn't you work for no taxes, conservative guy?
There's such, like, a breakdown in logic with these people.
It's a huge breakdown in logic. It makes no, their whole worldview.
Aren't these guys living the libertarian dream that they all have? Of,
yes,
like,
exactly.
Just, like,
work hard, don't pay taxes. Like, fuck everyone. Yeah. Leave me alone.
I wish we had dug deeper into his videos, because I'm sure that, like, the one that came out the next week was, like, why taxes are a burden for every, like, worker in America.
I'm sure it was. Yeah, these guys hate that stuff. But it's always, like, you know, it's one thing for me and it's another thing for everyone else, whether you be liberal or a Mexican or a gay person or whatever it is. It's like you're always held to a different standard. And, like, someone like Steven Crowder is very happy to gleefully indulge in your weaknesses while, like, being so offended if anyone points out his own.
Yeah. His whole thing, I mean, like, we're going to get into a bunch of these other guys, but their whole thing about, like, gender stuff and, like, identity politics, that's all they ever fucking talk about.
They're obsessed.
They're so much more obsessed with it than that, like, immigrant worker at Home Depot is obsessed with it.
Absolutely. And let's just pause there, because, like, we're basically probably going to have to cover not just Steven Crowder, because he's kind of a nobody loser, but there's also other young alt-right conservative podcasters and YouTubers like Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
There's a famous guy named Jordan Peterson, who's not so young, but he is famous in this crowd.
Yeah. Also Canadian, too.
And also another fucking Canadian.
Oh, Steven Crowder's Canadian, right?
And Steven
or
Crowder.
I think he was born here, but raised in Canada.
fucking illegal. Taking her gerbs. That's our gerbs, to be racist to Mexicans. What are you, you're not allowed to come here and take that.
No, how am I supposed to get paid for that if you're doing it?
Get back to Canada, you fucking moocher. But yeah, so we're probably going to cover all those guys, and they all have very crazy views. But what Michael and I noticed doing our research is all of them are obsessed, and some of them are even famous because of their obsession with transgendered people.
I know.
Like,
what
they
is
can't
it?
Get off it.
What is it?
It's because it's freaky and it's weird to be a tranny or a transgendered person, if I'm going to be polite about it. Like, I get that. I understand.
But is it because it's like a hot button issue right now and that they've just latched onto it?
I think that people who are obsessed with it on the right are obsessed with it because they've never met one and they can't get over the fact that, like, people are okay with it. Now, I understand that it's very, like, you enter the uncanny valley.
Right.
When sometimes a transgender person enters the room and you can tell, oh, this is a person born a man, 6'3", totally clad as a woman and wants me to address them as a woman.
Yeah.
But where I separate from these guys, because we all agree that, we all get that, right? Let's not pretend that's not a thing. I don't care after that. I'm like, oh, ooh, okay, hi, what's your name? Like, okay, you're a person. You have dignity. Yeah. You have a soul. Like, you deserve my respect.
I know. It's
these
so...
people are like, what the fuck? Like, ew.
No, and they like all like always like to bring in like some weird like biological like science conversation into it.
I know. We get it. There's X and Y chromosomes. Like, I get it. But like, guess what? It's a human being you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like, let them
be nice to them.
Are they raping you? Are they stealing something for, like, why are you so mad at them?
Yeah.
Just for doing this. I get it's weird. We get it, but like, can you be polite? It's
no,
like
they
being
can't.
Mad about someone that wears blue all the time.
No, it's like getting mad at Ron Artest for changing his name to Meta World Peace.
Yeah,
it's like,
we get it. It's weird.
Yeah, but then you're going to call him Meta World Peace because that's what his name
are
is.
Are you
going
to start a podcast empire based on how mad you are about that? Because that's what these guys have done.
I know, but it's crazy how many people like listen and subscribe to them.
Well, but I think it's because of what I just said. Like, because it is a universal. It is weird to most of us.
Right,
and you have to be exposed to it, which most people are not, in order to get over that.
I mean, I think that the thing, like, this came into the public consciousness because, was it South Carolina did that, like, bathroom bill?
Yeah, there was the bathroom bill.
Right, but that, like, wasn't brought on by transgendered people saying,
we
need to be able to go in a bathroom. It was conservative people saying,
where y'all want to go,
because
we don't like you in either one.
Like, they brought it up in the first place, and no one would ever fucking know.
That's right. Well, no one did know, because these people have been around forever.
And it's also like in a women's bathroom, say, right? A woman comes in. She's going to go into the stall. Same with a transgender woman. Like, there's no like peeping.
They're not hanging dong at the urinal like the rest of us. Like, what are you guys even worried about?
It's so weird.
And so I think, I don't know.
That's why, you know what, Sean, though? I just want to interrupt. I make a point. When I'm at, like, I go to, like, Korean barbecue a lot, and they usually just have, like, one. It's just, like, a women's bathroom and a men's bathroom with one toilet in each of them.
Mm-hmm.
I always just go into the women's one.
I do, too. I told Lauren about that earlier, and she got mad at me.
Yeah, but it's like...
I was like, I'm like a pirate. You can't stop me from raiding that bathroom.
You know how bad I have to piss right now?
Yeah,
are you
I'm
kidding
not fucking
me?
Waiting. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, big deal. And here's... to that point, I think it's funny because then what happened is people proposed gender-neutral bathrooms. We're like, fine, if you don't want them in the ladies' room, I understand that. How about just, like, every place has now a bathroom that's gender neutral? And the people on the right misinterpreted that as, like, everyone's in there pissed. It's like a bathroom with, like, five toilets, and there's men,
and
there's
women,
there's trannies.
Each other.
Yeah, they're all looking at each other like it's a fucking bacchanal. And what it really means, it's just a handicapped bathroom with one toilet
sure,
in it and a walking door.
That's
like,
all it is.
Isn't that what we've all dreamed about? Like, does anyone want a more than one-person bathroom?
If I have to poop, I'm going into one of those bathrooms.
Yeah, and I don't care if you call it gender neutral. Why is that upsetting? Like,
I know.
It means everyone's allowed to use it. It's one single use only. Like, you're not going to hear some guy like, ugh.
Well, because then they start complaining about the fact that, like, oh, now this business needs to install a new bathroom.
Now you're taking our money.
But now it's like,
and
no.
Maybe your gerbs. Jury's out on gerbs.
I could get your gerbs or your germs. I don't
see
know.
How this might lead to me losing my gerb.
But really, all you need to do is switch the sign on the front of it.
That's
you don't need to build a new bathroom, fucking weirdos.
Yeah, exactly. What's the problem here? But they can't get off of it. And Steven Crowder is a guy, so, you know, again, makes these absurd YouTube videos where his whole purpose in life seems to be to antagonize people. Uh-huh. But he'll, like, go to a university, find the most liberal Rachel Maddow-looking person he can, and then try to, like, debate them on whether gender is real. And, like, most of these people have a very normal view of it, and he's trying to, like, antagonize them into being like, well, you think it's okay to call someone like a cis or like a g, like a he, she, g, and they're like, I don't fucking know what to think.
Like, yeah, I know, they're like, I'm not mad
all
about
these
it
people
like
are. But like the joke is apparently on them, but if you watch the video, it's not, it's on him, because people are like, look, I'm gonna call people whatever they want me to call them because it's respectful.
Yeah, and because also you'll probably never run into them again.
Like, yeah,
like,
what
cares,
are the odds,
right?
You're like, gonna get into an argument with a fucking transsexual about what they want to be called?
Yeah,
if I met Caitlyn Jenner, say, and she was like, would you mind if you called me a she instead of a he, even though you've known me most of your life as a he? I'd be like, yeah, because I don't want to be mean to you, so whatever. Yeah. I mean,
no, it was funny.
I know you were born a man. You know you were born a man. Yeah. We don't need to... I'm not going to fight you on that point.
But it's funny because last week when we did Cat Stevens and I was going through his Wikipedia, there was like the Cat Stevens era. And then they referred to him as Cat Stevens. And then when he switched to Yusuf,
he transitioned
to Yusuf. They just called him Yusuf for that part of the Wikipedia entry.
It's really,
and
not
it's like,
that hard,
it's a very
guys.
Simple way of like kind of explaining a person's like personal history, you
yeah,
know?
Exactly. And like when I get married next month, we were talking about it. It's like, she's being like, man, I can't believe I got it. My name will now be Lauren Cahill.
Yeah. And Sean will be Mrs. Sean
and
Cahill.
And I'll be Mrs. Sean Bonando. And it's like so crazy for us. But it's like big fucking
You also
deal.
Have to switch bathrooms.
This
now,
isn't new. Is Women do this. Every woman you've ever met, for the most part, will have gone through some transition of her name. Maybe not the
right.
pronoun you call her gender, but like same fucking thing. Get used to it.
Yeah. I mean,
big
like
deal.
If like,
why are you
I like,
so mad about
told
this?
All my friends, like, look, from now on, I want you guys all to call me Skip.
Yeah.
You guys would be like bummed out for a minute, and then you'd be like, all right, Skip.
Skip
is not answering his text because I keep calling him Michael. And
well, we had a famous friend who started off with a nickname and then wanted to ditch it, and like that was a thing. I don't want to name names
here. Oh, really? I don't know who you're talking about. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Was, Sean mouthed it to me. But I wonder, like, I couldn't hear it on my headphones, but I wonder if, like, it picked up a little bit.
It might have. There's a possibility he could hear it. Yeah. But let's just say for the audience that his name was, like, fucking, like, Pistol Pete. From, like, you know, 16 to 22. And then one day he's like, guys, I don't want
to be called Rudy be called. Tuesday anymore.
But there's still people out there that are like, oh, I remember when Pistol Pete, blah, blah, blah. That's like... I get it. It's tough to change nicknames, but also I don't understand the being mad about it. That's where I lose the
right. And I guess I also don't want to like diminish it to being like a name thing.
Right.
You
this
know,
is a serious identity.
It's like a
issue.
Serious like life identity change.
Yes.
But either way, don't be mean or confrontational about it. It's like really not that fucking hard.
That's right. And again, like I have to reiterate because I'm not trying to be too much of a uncompromising a-hole here. Like, I understand that the transgendered thing is pretty new in American culture, not in Thailand, but in America, pretty fucking new. And people are like having growing pains and there's some adverse reactions to finding out, like, why are you going to tell me what I know about goddamn men, dicks,
right.
and women's pussies and how I'm supposed to call her or her. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, sir, I get it. But also, like,
also,
is it that
I'm sure
hard? Like, let's
you,
back up for a second.
Sir, you with that accent are never running into one of these people anyway.
Ever. And if anyone's jacking off to them, it's probably you, let's be honest. But it's just not, like, what does it take from your life? What does it steal from you? Aside from your culture where maybe, you know, only men and women exist and these people are shamed and outcast and beaten to death and hung on fucking fence posts.
No, I mean, all it takes from them is their freedom or comfortability to say mean shit.
That's right.
And now they're just
that's
getting called
all
it on
takes
it.
From you.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Great. One more level of sensitive I gotta be.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Sir.
Yeah,
be
that's
a little
right.
bit more sensitive.
That's right. Sorry. Just take it easy, buddy. And again, like, you're on Fox News reading about shit that's not even happening in your town or within 1,000 miles of
right.
it. This is our problem, if it's anyone's problem. We live in California. Trust me, they're here.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because of that, take it from me, straight white male, it ain't a problem.
No,
get the fuck over it. My life goes on.
Pretty exposed to it, driving through Hollywood all the time.
That's dope.
Yeah,
exposed. They're like, "Hey, Mr. Hook."
My name's Caitlin Jenner.
They're all picturing the Silence of the Lambs guy. that's what they're thinking. I think that's what it is too. Is their view of transgendered people that are really upset about it, is like some guy with stubble and a blonde wig that's like ratty and askew and like lipstick smeared across
their
whole face,
skin lampshades. It's like, would you pee in the woman's bathroom? I'd pee in the woman's bathroom.
I'm a monster. I'm a mentally ill freak. But that's not what they're wanting. It's like people who are having some trouble figuring themselves out.
So let's actually do a little transition ourselves to talk about Jordan Peterson.
Okay.
And kind of where a lot of this stuff got brought up is because of him. And he was a University of Vancouver.
Toronto
professor. And he's always been a weird guy. Like, you can actually do a deep dive on
him. Sorry,
he's
a psychology professor.
Oh, psychology, right.
I'm with Demon Stevens in real time.
So he got popular because there was this bill in Canada called, like, what was it, C-19 or something whatever. I don't know the name of the bill, but I can tell you the issues that are wrong with him, with the issues that he took with it.
Yeah.
So he would say that this bill in Canada meant that you could go to prison or it would be an infringement on your speech rights if you would not refer to a transgendered person or whatever as like their preferred pronoun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I walk into a bar and want to be called a she and someone calls me a he because of my huge beard, then they will go to jail. And right. That is totally not correct.
That was not the bill.
All the
that
bill
was his reading of
all
the bill.
Bill was including that stuff in their already hate speech laws. So if you call the n-word, call someone the n-word while beating the shit out of them, that's a hate crime. If you also beat the shit out of a transgendered person while, like, referring to them in, like, the non-preferred term, then it could be considered a hate crime. Or refusing them service,
which
or whatever
is kind
it is.
Of, which is a no, duh.
Yeah, it's a no fucking
and
brainer.
And also, there's a lot to be said about hate crimes, because I know the right-wing people that listen to this, if they do, will be like, well, hate crimes are generally stupid, because, like, all crime is blah, blah,
it's
blah,
hate,
blah,
blah, blah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. If you pull a gun on someone, it's a hate crime.
But it's a modifier, right? Like, I have a district attorney in my family, and it's the same
thing.
We've talked about this before, where it's like, well, it's just a modifier if you commit a crime with a pistol on you. And it's a modifier if there's bullets in the pistol.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Because these are added levels of, like, it gives a view into the person's motive.
Yeah.
If someone pushes me and I punch them in the face, and then none of us have drugs or guns and I didn't call them the N-word, that's a very diminished crime from if I go out of the way and punch someone in the face and call them the N-word and I have a gun in my pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking for trouble. I'm armed. Like, this
and
is...
And it's like a way more motivated kind of crime.
That's right.
Crime
and the arm... The law operates in shades of that. And that helps juries determine guilt, and it helps judges determine punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So shut the fuck up about hate crimes. It's helpful for us to know why people are doing things.
And also people... like it or not, they look to, like, their government and their societal structure for, like, moral values and stuff like that.
Shocker.
And sometimes you have to implement laws that, like, reflect the moral values. Same thing with, like, the Civil Rights Act.
Great
and
point.
Stuff like that. It's like, sometimes, as much as libertarians would like to believe that, like, the individual, like, whatever is best for the individual is best for society in whole, like, is not always fucking true.
How can anyone get past the first sentence of that argument? I'm sorry.
You need to, like, morals, like, trickle down. Like,
yeah, they do.
My kids don't teach me how to behave as a parent. Like, you teach them how to behave as kids, you
That's
know?
Right. Well, and as a society, too. Like, as people who live together, I know that these people all hate collectivists and stuff like that.
Well, and they also live, like... It's like they have, like, acres between, like, their neighbors, you know?
When you live,
like,
on a farm where the nearest person is 10 minutes away, it's really easy to fantasize about what an individual you
are. Sure,
being isolationist, until you remember that the road to your Walmart is paid for by a government in a system of people working together.
Yeah.
And so I agree with you, and I think you're brilliant at pointing that out. It's like, that exists because we decided at some point as a society, these are the values we want to be like. We don't want to be the Confederates.
Right.
We don't want to diminish people's civil rights. We want to enact something like a Civil Rights Act because that's the direction we're pointing in.
And also,
treat these people fairly.
To be clear, too, this is such a small fucking issue. Like, this touches such
this is ridiculous.
A small minority of individuals in the United States that we shouldn't even be talking about. Like, this is not not a problem.
Ridiculous.
It's not an issue.
You know, if these
it doesn't impede on anything that we do.
No, it doesn't. And I think, like, we talked last week about the opioid epidemic or something. Like, if you want to talk about something that's destroying the fabric of American culture and society, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about endless and needless wars in foreign countries.
Yeah.
Let's talk about not giving people health care. Like, these are the things that are actually destroying our country. And you're focused on this minuscule issue where maybe somewhere in some small town, a man in a wig might walk into the wrong bathroom. Are you fucking nuts?
No, and their like main thing is that, like, they think it's a mental illness, right? And it's
get
like,
over it.
Okay, so say it's a mental illness. How about you make sure that everyone has health care so that they can go see a psychiatrist once a month if
that's
they need
right.
to?
So you want to, with one hand, blame this guy for being, in your view, mentally ill, and at the other hand, take away any opportunity he may have to see
them
a doctor.
For them to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, great. You just basically, you just want to fucking kill him or banish him to somewhere other country because he's an alien to you, right? He's not a person.
I wonder, I've been to Canada a few times, but it seems like a lot of these guys come out of Canada.
What's going on up there?
Maybe they're just all transgendered in Canada.
What's wrong with that, eh? Like, you go up there and all the Mounties drop their britches down and they're just tucking.
They all tucking get coffee dong. At Tran Hortons.
What's going on? Yeah, poutine my wiener between my legs. Because I'm a girl now. Oh, my God. Yeah, It's just pathetic. This again, it's weird for me to talk about Steven Crowder like everyone knows him, but maybe they do. This guy is like an embarrassing guy to be. All his videos are him like being a low rent Sacha Baron Cohen who's just mean and wrong about everything.
I know. It's weird. No, I mean, I think you said it better earlier. Like, he's like a Dane Cook kind of guy.
Yeah, he's
but,
very Dane Cook-y. Yeah.
But
Dane Cook is not a mean asshole.
Right. And I actually I understand Dane Cook's appeal and skill as a comedian. You know, I'm not like a fan of him, but like I totally fucking get it.
Yeah,
and he's not like a mean-spirited person, and I think he is like pretty like right-leaning in his views,
probably.
Like, one of the things of I watched one of his acts, but it's like you can tell that this guy Steven Crowder is trying to fill a niche of like what
he is.
Young conservatives need
he's
or something.
Desperately trying to fill that niche.
They need like a guy with like big arms.
Niche?
In a oh, yeah, we've talked about this before.
I think
it's so funny.
Eileen,
I think we need a segment on
Eileen,
the show where we're like, how do you pronounce that?
I think Mike and I have like, I lean into the French and he leans into the English of these words that are kind of on the border, like genre.
Well,
niche,
you call
niche.
poutine and I call it poutin'.
Vladimir Putin. That's true. To your point, I think you're right. I think that there is a niche or a niche there where there's like he appeals to adolescent white males who are feeling disenfranchised because black people are having their moment in the sun finally. Gay people, transgender people, Asian people. It's a celebration for them. Like, this is, I'm sure we're going to get into it about Ben Shapiro on this, but when something like Black Panther comes out, and I've joked about it on this podcast, it was almost like a civil rights moment or something like it, because it's like, finally, a fucking Marvel hero that has nothing to do with Captain America.
Sure, but it is an outgrowth of even, like, remember when people were like, why hasn't a black actor won Best Actor? You know,
exactly
stuff like that. But that was 5-6 years ago. So it's like this shit takes time. It builds momentum. You know, people get their day in the sun.
Yeah.
And what is the fucking problem?
What is this cost?
Ben Shapiro had a whole video about how he was like comparing Black Panther coming out to that it's like the biggest moment in black culture since the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
And it's like, what fucking world are you living in?
There's about 1,000 ways that's wrong and embarrassing for him to say. First of all, again, because I'm not sure our audience knows who all these people are. Ben Shapiro is a kid who grew up in LA. I think he's about our age. He's like 32 or something. And he is an Orthodox Jewish guy who graduated Harvard super young, like I think as a teenager, and then now views himself as this like incredibly intelligent person. He lectures about conservative ideas and just has all these crappy things to say. But yeah, he's mad about Black Panther because we watched a video with him where he's like, wasn't Blade enough, guys?
I
like,
know.
Do you need another one? You got to have another black superhero? And it's like, yeah.
Blade?
No, what's wrong with
Blade,
that?
Blade, the 1999 Wesley Snipes movie. That was, like, not that popular.
Yeah, like, in this guy's view, you get one.
Yeah.
Unless you're white, in which case...
Every other one.
Everything from all time is not enough. You constantly need more.
It's such a pointless, like, nitpick. I don't even know who he's fucking arguing with.
That's the thing, is who is he arguing with and why? Like, why is this an argument? Why can't there be a movie for black people starring black people? And not even exclusively for black people, by the way. Like, anyone can enjoy that movie. I'm not a Marvel fan.
Right. But also, like, why even get mad about people being, like, excited about it?
Yeah.
And, like, you're ignoring so much, like... historical context of why that might be exciting to people
so much. Like, and can't you also understand, because you, this little shit, this little fucking weaselly shit,
he's
from the valley, there's been one black superhero movie and you're mad and think it's too much. What if the shoe was on the other foot and you were black and you grew up when every fucking movie was just full of white people? Like,
but that's what he was bringing up. That? Like, maybe he is bummed that there is no, like, Jewish superhero movies.
Sure.
Well, all he has is Manhattan.
Isn't there Munich? There's got to be one for you out there, buddy.
I think Munich is, like, the closest to a...
What about Annie Hall?
Jewish superhero movie.
Go watch a Woody Allen movie. Yeah. There's plenty of those. But it's just so weird to me. It's like, you can't really understand why these people would be... Look at how you feel with one movie that doesn't look like you.
Maybe this is where all the, like, excitement and pushback is coming from, is that you, little weasel fuck, with your YouTube show is complaining about it. Maybe that's the reason there are people who are, like, excited that there's a... like, because they know that in this culture in America... people like you are going to get upset about it.
That's right. And I got to tell you, Michael, when we watched that video together earlier, I had never had any interest in seeing Black Panther at all because of, go listen to our Captain America episode if you want to hear why I don't like Marvel movies. But after watching that, I was like, I want to watch that fucking movie, and I want to, like, cheer the whole way.
I want to, like, buy a ticket under Ben Shapiro's name.
Yeah. Oh, yes, exactly. I want to send him tickets once a month. Be like, please, you come.
Just, like, send him DVDs once a month.
Yeah, I want to send him a passport from Wakanda.
It's real.
Yeah, that's another thing. He tweeted, he felt compelled to tweet, Wakanda isn't real. Like, we don't know that.
I know.
Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, like, there's no, like, looking into, like, bringing context out of some, like, poignant art film, like, art form.
But what's behind that, Mike, that I think is upsetting is the fact that that's targeted at, like, black people to remind them that there is no such wonderful black kingdom of Wakanda.
Right, I know.
And be like, hey,
yeah,
good keep point. Dreaming.
Yeah.
Like, boots still on your neck.
Yeah.
N-word.
But also, like,
you know,
from
that's what it feels like
Orthodox
to me.
Jew, it's so, like...
That's very weird.
How is he missing so much of that?
Well, it's bizarre. Like, growing up in L.A. and knowing a lot of Jewish people... and being friends and dating Jewish people, I've realized they're typically depicted as being liberal, but there's a big continuum there, and there's a very conservative side of that
for sure,
culture.
But it's more, I feel like, on the Orthodox side.
It is on the Orthodox side. The closer you get to Orthodoxy or, like, Israeli, the more conservative I feel like my Jewish friends have been.
Even the most, like, liberal Jewish people I know have, like, a weird, like, chink in the armor when it comes to Israel politics stuff. When it's like, you kind of should be against, like, the apartheid state that Israel is right now,
it's a tricky place. Yeah, and I'm...
And, like, I totally understand, like, the defense mechanism of being, like, you have to defend that place because, like, you know, like,
look where
you came from and, like, how hard it's been for Jews for 10,000 years.
I get that. Yeah,
but it's also like
one. That's a tough nut to crack.
Dude, pay attention a little bit.
Well, it's one of those things like we talked about on another episode recently where it's like it puts you in, I guess it was Cat Stevens with his Islam stuff. It's like this puts you as a liberal Westerner in a difficult spot because now you're being forced to apply those values to a homeland scenario where maybe those values aren't there.
It's like, for sure.
What are you going to do? What you going to do when it comes for you? It's tough. And I don't even know where I fall on that, to be honest. I've thought about it a lot and it doesn't ultimately matter to me. I'm not Jewish nor Palestinian, nor do I live anywhere near there. Yeah. Nor none of that, nor Israeli. And, what a thing to wrestle with.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Tough.
But these guys are pretty goddamn sure they know what side to be on.
I know.
They're like,
these guys are so like cocksure of every fucking point of view that they have.
Good word. Yeah, they're cocksure. They really are. They're just like,
are they cocksure?
But they're like the worst kind of Americanism of like, I'll think about this for 5 seconds. 5, 4. All right, I know. Like, all right, that's it. I'm doing this now. And you're like, sir, this is really complex. Shut up.
No, and there's also, we've talked about this a lot on the show, just like, admitting when you're wrong kind of thing, or like backing off of a topic.
Totally. I've admitted on this.
On it,
oh my God.
Or you're just like, fuck, like you don't even have to like make a public apology, but you can just like change the way you speak about stuff going forward.
That's right. Nothing gives me a bigger boner intellectually than like watching a debate or hearing a podcast and listening to someone who I really, even if I don't like them or if I respect them, it actually doesn't matter. But listening to someone like change their mind when like presented with something that they hadn't thought about before.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're like, you know what? I'm walking it back.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about it like that. You've done it. Yeah. We've both done it on this podcast. I'm proud of us for that. It's usually about something dumb like, oh, Gloria Estefan wasn't in that show? Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Taking it back.
I walk this back. I humbly get on my knees
it's
and apologize.
It's not like we're walking back big moral issues that like we've wrestled with. It's usually like, oh, wait, she didn't do that guest appearance?
But we also make a pretty good point of being pretty vague and open about our moral standing.
Vague enough. But
look,
like,
there's no walking back necessary. I just walk in a circle my whole fucking life.
That's right. Well, I think people can probably tell more or less where we stand, but I'm trying really hard to like...
Oh, you mean by opening it up saying Steven Crowder is a piece of shit?
Yeah, we're giving the audience a clue, a little bit of a clue of how we think. But we're trying to give them as much rope as I think I can. And I'm not sure why I use the word rope, probably because I want to hang him. But I'm trying to like...
Because of Wakanda.
Well, even with the transgender stuff, I'm like, well, guys, I get it. Like,
I get you're like weirded out
by
it.
Yeah, well,
but
I have been too.
Why are they just hanging their hat on this fucking one
on this
thing?
Topic? Like, many a time has that been a punchline in my life where we've laughed about something like, you know, that the butt of the joke is a transgender person. But once this became a really big, serious thing in the world, it's like, time to think about it differently.
Yeah.
And also, if I ever met one, even before that, I wouldn't like titter and hold my fucking hand over my lips and point and laugh at them. It's like, oh, it's a person. And it's, wow, I'm confronted with a man dressed as a woman and he wants me to call him she.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? So
yeah,
fucking
so
what? Who cares? It's the literally as much as me asking him to call me Sean, if you think about it. What a fucking burden. I got to learn a new name.
I know.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
I don't give a shit, Sean.
I'm glad you don't.
Who are some other of these people that, like, we need to talk about?
To crap all over? Well, I feel like the Fox News crowd is the dumb version of these people because they're, like, their game is obvious.
Right, so these people are, like, I don't know.
They're subversive, like,
I don't know if Steven Crowder falls into it, but there's... What they like to call themselves the intellectual dark web. Have you heard of this before? And this
sounds like something. Yeah,
this is Jordan Peterson, Sam Harris, Ben Shapiro.
Yeah,
it's like these guys who just love patting themselves on the back for having like conversations in front of people.
Yeah, it's very true.
They're just like,
yeah,
we are like saving society by having civil discussions about like innocuous, pointless
innocuous
fucking
things that no one's pissed about. Yeah, Sam Harris is someone who's fallen a little bit in my estimation.
Yeah, me too.
I still like him, but I used to love him, and then he got wrapped up with these guys. Sorry, that's probably my shih tzu you guys are hearing. But Sam Harris is like a, I guess, a public intellectual and an author and whatever, and a neuroscientist, I think, is his real job. And he's a pretty, he's a, actually a really liberal guy, mm-hmm. but he gets sucked into the world because he's like their token liberal
right.
that they like to argue against.
Yeah.
And,
but the thing is, they also have like a very big area of comparison or like understanding with each other, and that Sam Harris, like, kind of hates Arab people.
Yes. He has an, yeah.
He has like his whole, I mean, he's the like intellectual atheist guy that goes out there. But yeah. all of his like modern day examples for why religion is bad is Islam.
He's very yeah.
And I think that like it gives him an in with them in terms of like at least we like connect on this one issue, right?
That's exactly what his key to that world is. Yeah. And I can't say that I'm too far away from that. I definitely don't hate Arab people, but I've made it clear on this podcast that religion upsets me. Mm-hmm. And there's no denying that Islam is a very conservative religion, and if you're someone that believes in liberal values, it's pretty tough to let that in the door. But I'm also giving my fair shit to Christians probably way more often on this yeah. podcast than anyone else. But
because
I think,
again, what we're talking about, that's like what we deal with on a day-to-day basis
that's
in this
my
country
point. Those
right?
are the people like, I'm meeting. I meet yeah. a Muslim maybe once a year. Like
Also, our government is ruled under those.
Yeah, and I don't live under a Muslim government. I live under a fucking Christian psycho government yeah. that's constant. Like, that's the people I'm dealing with every day. I don't disagree with being upset about any other conservative religion, but he is, like, hanging his hat on it.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it is weird.
I mean, it's crazy that those guys, like, fill out, like, arenas or whatever, or, like, they'll go to a venue and, like, 3,000 people pay to watch them talk for 2 hours about like
yeah
back and forth on religion, saying the exact same thing for
same
2 hours.
Same crap. Well, what's weird is like his buddies in that are like hyper religious, and so
yeah,
it's
Jordan
not...
Peterson is like a huge Christianity defender guy. He was asked a question of like, do you think that Jesus Christ was resurrected? And he was like, I feel like I would need like 40 hours to answer that.
Really? Well, I'm going to strip your professorship right there, sir, because that's I can answer that in less than 2 seconds.
Yeah, two letters.
Yeah, I can answer that. I can answer that in a horizontal head shake.
In a gesture. Yeah,
exactly. So you're a dummy, first of all. But he's fallen in, and I think you're right. It's because they all have rallied around this scary idea of the fall of Western civilization, right? Like, that's
yeah.
where we're at here.
And they've also just rallied around this point in time where there's a lot of fucking money in it.
There's a ton of money.
Jordan
people
Peterson
want,
gets,
want answers now.
Jordan Peterson gets, like, $40,000 a month in, like, Patreon subscribers, which is, like,
yikes.
For people that don't know, it's, like, basically YouTube, but you have subscribers pay, like, $5 a month. To get videos
to get,
that are like
podcasts
exclusive podcasts.
Which, by
videos.
The way, next month, guys, we will be moving to
Patreon. And we're trying to reach that 40,000 a month goal. So
yeah.
please tell your friends.
And we're renaming the podcast Your World Is Being Destroyed, How to Fix It.
With Sean Harris and Michael Peterson.
Yeah, that's exactly. Michael Peterson, isn't that the guy that killed Scott Peterson? Sorry.
No, Michael Peterson also pushed his wife down those stairs and bashed her head on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. The staircase.
There's a lot of Peterson murderers, which makes me question Jordan.
Oh, yeah. I was already questioning him, but now I'm wondering, homicide?
Have you heard about... Jordan Peterson does like an all meat diet.
Yeah, he's a carnivore.
Where he doesn't eat anything else, and then he drank apple cider one night, and then he said that he couldn't sleep for 25 days.
Yeah, I heard this.
These guys are like extremist. These guys need like
they need to be
seriously medical, like psychiatric attention.
Let me point out some weird stuff.
A guy like that will fly off the fucking handle one day.
Oh my God, yeah. Who's fucking eating meat? And you know what?
Who's eating meat?
I mean, exclusively. Like, yeah. we all love meat, but who's just eating meat like a lion? You're a human being. Like, do you know how much other stuff is out there? And I will say that I heard him talk about this, and to his credit, I feel like I would be remiss and a bad podcaster if I didn't give him this, that he discovered this because his daughter has been like, has just the worst health problems. She's almost died a bunch of times, and so she's been on a bunch of different diets.
So basically, what you're saying. This is a great analogy.
Is that I want to do this stuff?
No, this is a great analogy for his entire life right now, or his career. Someone else has a problem. Say it's, I can't eat, I have bad acne, or like allergies, or I'm transgender. And you know what I'm going to do? Do that. I am going to become...
I will become that problem.
You know, all these people in America, they're talking about transgendered issues. You know what I'm going to do? Is just talk about transgendered issues.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That's where I was going.
He's like
a
sponge for like
sponge for shit.
Psychotic ideas.
He is. And that's what I was getting at. Is his daughter had to do all these different diets before she finally got over her autoimmune disease. And he was like, wow, I'm going to do that. And it started off as like, I'm only going to eat vegetables and meat, which actually I would say
it's probably not that bad.
It's
pretty good.
But then he took it an extra crazy turn and went, I'm just going to start eating meat full time. No veggies, no bread, like nothing else. Mm-hmm. No processed food, just straight up meat.
Yeah, but see, this makes me question people knowing where that girl was raised with like her psycho father. How much of it was really like autoimmune and how much of it is just like
her crazy dad?
like a psychological problem that was like a Munchausen by proxy or one of those kinds of things.
I feel like this guy, Jordan Peterson, would leap across the table and try to strangle you.
And he'd probably kill me because he's just filled with meat power.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I feel like I could beat Jordan Peterson.
You could kick the fucking
and I don't say that about like anybody ever.
No, you could beat him up. No problem.
Yeah, I just feel like this family obviously has like some deep-seated insecurity problems and like look at me problems.
Yeah, big time.
Like if you go through the evolution of that guy's look, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, he is.
Jordan Peterson was like kind of schlubby fat and like would wear fedoras and he would dress like
he's a fedora m'lady
nerd. He looked like a 1920s like gangster film starring a dork.
Yeah,
and now he's like got like hip haircuts and fucking wears like three-piece suits with handkerchiefs wherever he goes.
What a look.
A lot of these guys, I think they dig around for a long time to figure out what's the look that's gonna like make me popular or like maintain my popularity.
Yeah.
And he has maybe finally stumbled upon his final form of it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's like,
he could keep going, but who knows? Like,
he's Diamond Skill 7 now. He's like totally ultimate evolution.
Yeah.
Three-piece suit, slick haircut. Like silk handkerchief, like you said.
Does he wear like stirrups too? Like to hold his socks up.
Yeah.
He's like an old baseball player.
Yeah, so of course he does. Before elastic, they had to like yeah. wear stirrups. But like,
where are the stirrups attached to?
I don't even know.
Your
like the
dick?
Whole like pre-elastic clothing is all just based on suspension. Like I think everything just ties to, you go from like the socks up and everything ties to the next piece up until you're at your shoulders.
There's just like a big
and then your shirt's tied to your hat.
There's and your hat's tied to like a pulley system above your whole body.
Yes.
You're just like Pinocchioing yes. around town.
When you take a dump, you have to like lower a pulley and your whole outfit just goes to the ground like a stage curtain. And just taking nude dumps. Oh God, I love it. I literally can't like resist to go there. We're having like the most interesting conversation.
Turlet talk.
Oh, we took a road trip today. I actually just drove in from up north and boy are my arms tired. But we saw a lot of RVs on the road and I like nudged Lauren awake from a nap and I was like, you know, when you're in an RV, you're not allowed to call it a toilet. It's a turlet. And she's like, where the fuck did she wake me up to tell me
that? Those are like my favorite kind of lies. I told Amy when we were listening to Graceland, the Paul Simon record, during You Can Call Me Al, there's like that crazy bass solo, you know? And I'm like, you know, that's Paul Simon playing that. I love the most like...
It's like an older brother lie.
Pointless fucking lies. Yeah. Or then you immediately be like, no, it's not him.
Yeah.
You don't like let them believe it, but like...
Yeah, no, but you have to try. I
told her, like, she's like, really?
Because it wasn't a joke. It was a serious, like, yeah, I was trying to get her to believe it. And I was like, you know, when you're on an RV, it's a kind of a ship. There's different lingo. You don't call it a toilet. It's a turlet. And she just was like, shut the fuck up.
I'm going back to bed.
Is this like when you told me that peanut butter and jelly was made of dog blood and poop?
It is.
Maybe. Well, it is. Definitely. For sure is.
DB&P?
What? that tickled me so. I think this feels like a good time, Michael, to bring up a voicemail call that we received. We haven't had a lot of listener calls lately, but we did get one since our last episode.
I would love to hear this.
Michael has not heard this
yet. I can guess who it's from.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you reserve your judgment, because I think you might learn something today.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, guys. This is a voicemail that we got in our office. I'm going to play it for you now.
Boys, it's me, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm giving you a call to say I'm sorry I haven't been in touch for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. I think you'll recall last time I left you a message. I was in my backyard drinking margaritas, snapping pool thermometers over my margaritas, and just getting drunk on that heavy metal cocktail. Well, kept that up for a couple weeks. Turns out I blacked out, fell asleep in my neighbor's yard, and had to be carted off to the hospital. I had severe heavy metal poisoning, and I've been in Mercurita rehab and detox facility in Malibu, California for about the past, I don't know, want to say 6 to 7 weeks. Anyway, that's not why I'm calling. I am okay, but really I have an important announcement to make to you boys. Since I've come off the Mercuritas, I've been doing a lot of thinking about myself and my identity, and I guess I've been realizing that for a long time I've been living a lie. I know everybody thinks I'm a big old muscular tough redneck from Texas who likes to stomp mud holes in asses and wrestle in the mud, but in reality there's a soft side to me that not a lot of people have ever gotten to see. And I guess what I'm trying to say, boys, is Stone Cold's gonna start living his life as a woman. From now on, I'd like you to call me Stone Cold Stephanie Austin, and I will be dressing in a blonde wig and a boo-boo and gaining a lot of weight. I will cease going to the gym, but I will also be a cowgirl from Dallas who likes to roller derby and wrestle with her friends and drink lots of beer, but I will no longer be a male redneck. I will now be a female. I hope that my fans confided in our hearts to understand how an old redneck like me could want to tuck his penis between his legs and go ride a bull. It's going to mean a lot to me if you could help me figure this out. Anyway, boys, until next time, when I'm out of rehab in about a month, I'd love to swing by the studio and do an interview as my new persona, Stephanie. Thank you, boys, for always being by my side. Goodbye.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, if he wanted to like help and compassion, I think he came to the right place.
Yeah, I mean, we can't, after all we've said.
I know, we are not turning him away. I will shake his hand. It'll feel weird for a minute.
No, I would actually love to have this the exclusive.
I know, and also we can never get him in as Steven or Steve Austin, so maybe like he did need to like put his softer side forward.
That's right. And maybe this is a good soft entry into his celebrity persona with like a low ratings show that no one knows about.
Yeah, like let it like slowly leak out
that
he has become Stone Cold Stephanie Austin.
Or like a test audience. Yeah.
Yeah.
See how like our listeners react and then go from
We're
there.
A low test audience.
Yeah. Low. We've definitely got low T. Amazing. I'm really happy to hear that he's off the Mercuritas. We were concerned about him for a while. He went missing.
Yeah, but see, this is a problem that Jordan Peterson and the Steven Crowders of the world will latch onto, which is, oh, he went crazy.
That's right.
From mercury poisoning.
Yeah.
And that's why now he's doing this transition.
Yeah, they're going to blame it on the drug problem. But for all we know, it was the rehab.
Yeah, it was the clarity.
It was the clearing of his bullshit that made him think this. But I think he will always be a troubled case in that regard. Maybe not a good poster boy.
Yeah, or maybe it's just adoption is what does it.
Yeah, it could be. He was adopted, confused from day one as to who he really was.
He didn't know he could have just switched back to his real last name.
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to play a game. I don't know, like, should this be a weekly segment?
Oh, this is a good idea. Yeah, maybe.
While we were digging up this voicemail we just got, Sean asked me, how cool would it be to have a Bush nickname? Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what he was talking about.
I thought it was like a Gavin Rossdale. Yeah,
I thought that you were like, can I call you a pussy
or something? Glycerine? Like,
but George Bush was iconic for giving people nicknames.
Yes.
And he's pretty good at it.
Pretty
and
damn good.
I think I'm going to pose a few to Sean, the nicknames, and see if he can guess who
they're
attributed to.
Okay, so we're going to go nickname. You give the nickname, and I try to guess who the fuck that might be.
Yeah.
That's a good way of doing
it. We'll start easy.
Because how would I ever guess
right,
the nickname?
Right, yeah, there's no way.
Okay.
Okay. Rock.
From the Bush administration.
Rock. No, not necessarily, because he gives nicknames to people outside of his administration.
But this is like from the Bush years. Like, this are probably people involved in his
I think sphere. You just got to think it's people involved in politics.
Right, but it could be like a foreign leader or something.
Sure.
Hmm.
It could be.
Rock. And it's not Dwayne Johnson.
No.
That would be too easy. His rock. Who would be his rock? His dad.
Barack.
Oh, God damn it. I'm thinking
that was like
I'm
the easiest one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking too high level
yeah,
here. All
okay.
right, I got to dumb it down a little bit.
Boner.
Seriously?
Yeah.
John Boehner.
Yeah, John Boehner.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. That's good.
Okay, these are good, so I got to give them in tandem for
Did
to make...
Did we really have a president that was calling the Speaker of the House Boehner because his last name was Boehner?
I think so.
God damn.
Okay. Okay, these two, they have to be done together for you to... for a context clue. Ollie and Frasier.
Because they're going at it. Is it the Clintons?
No, but it's pretty good. Barbara Boxer is Ollie.
Again,
and
I'm
Dianne Feinstein is Frasier.
He is very literal.
Because they're both the... Yeah, he's super literal.
Because one of them's Boxer.
And then the other one had to be Frasier because they're both California senators.
Of
That's
course.
It.
Of course. Wow. All right, I need to dumb it down one more notch.
Okay, well, I'll give you one that we already talked about just because it's so goddamn funny.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin, he would call Pooty Poot and Ostrich Legs.
I prefer Pooty Poot. That's
I like that also all of these nicknames on this Wikipedia, they all have citations for like when
he
would
he
call them that.
Oh, I love that there's a huge Wikipedia article full of his stupid
there's
fucking
so
nicknames.
So many. Karl Rove was Turd Blossom. We went over.
Hmm.
Okay, here's one. His administration.
Okay.
The world's greatest hero.
Colin Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Colin Powell.
Of course. Oh, I feel good. I've got a couple in my.
Okay, maybe we should stop this game
stop.
Now and
yeah,
then
we'll play
pick
it later.
Them up.
Let's not blow
yeah,
them
we'll
off.
Pick it up
That's
later.
Good.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear what other nicknames he
that
has.
That was fun.
Yes.
And this is how times have changed, too, is that now George Bush is this lighthearted individual we can all like.
Yes, he's cute.
He's super adorable.
Yeah. And now our nickname just not our nickname. Our president has nicknames for people that are just outright like Indian bitch.
I know.
It's like super on the nose, rude, and not even remotely like amusing to
poke
listen to.
Poke your huge tits.
Yeah.
Is what he would call Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. Well, I got to say she's probably not Native American. Every white person has that legend in their family.
Of course.
She's wrong.
Yeah.
However,
to trot that out is just like bizarre.
Yeah, and it's also even if she's not like just because someone thinks they're Native American, you're gonna call them Pocahontas. Like, it just feels kind of wrong.
No, and then there was like a weird lie that said that she got into like Harvard because of it, and that like wasn't true at all.
Yeah, no, she like marked it on a census at some point or like an admission form, and they're like, oh, whatever. So you're that.
So you're like 164th Native American. This is what you've been claiming your whole life, you psycho.
Everyone's dying to have a Navajo attend their university. Like, what is this world that you live in? These people feel so disenfranchised by other people having any sort of chance at life.
I know.
Like, what is this shit?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that like this victimhood. That they attack people. Steven Crowder, in this stand-up, quote-unquote, routine, Sean and I watched.
Yeah, it's not comedy, guys.
He talks about people, like, waking up in the morning, preparing to be victims, in terms of, I guess, SJW social justice warrior types.
Yeah.
But all these guys do is play the victim.
Well, that's the thing,
it's
is in
so
this stand-up,
weird.
Steven Crowder is literally screaming and throwing his body around the stage because apparently someone heckled him and he feels unwelcome on the stage. And he's like,
Conservatives allow everyone to speak. You're the only people who get up. You boo us and you heckle us and blah, blah, blah.
I know.
And he's like, and you guys wake up wanting to be the victim every day. Crab,
I know. While he's crying
about, like, being bullied, which, by the way, Michael brought to my attention, Steven Crowder was a victim of bullying.
Oh, yeah. And so is Ben Shapiro.
Shocker.
These guys are, like big points in their life that they bring up a lot.
Yes.
Steven Crowder.
I was bullied
the
by
story,
cool kids.
He was supposedly bullied because he was Christian in a Catholic school or vice versa.
Oh, I'm sure that was really tough. Like, why don't you go tell the black guy sleeping on the bus stop how hard your life has been?
Like some weird, I don't know, way of like justifying why he was bullied. And maybe it's just that he was a fucking twerp. And was like probably being mean to people, and then someone was like, I'm gonna fucking shove this kid around.
You know who gets bullied? Fucking nerds.
Yeah,
period. And
these guys
sorry,
are
guys.
Such nerds.
I think that like on a very young age people get bullied for being small or something, but like by the time you're in high school you're bullied because you can't fucking get with it.
Yeah,
and you're a dork. Like at least in my school experiences, no one was ever bullied for being too smart or too likable.
Well, and you're and like, also you're bullied because like bullies are assholes, right?
Well, bullies are assholes.
But like,
yeah, you're dealing with normal people who are still getting it out of their system.
But I think that this explains a lot of their mentality now. Like,
yeah,
Ben Shapiro and Steven Crowder were bullied, and I would just wager a bet that Jordan Peterson was too. And
duh,
Donald Trump probably was too.
Yeah. Have you seen pictures of that guy?
Yeah. And these things, like,
no doubt,
for some reason, normal people, it'll happen to them. They'll overcome it and they won't think about it again.
Yes.
But these guys, it left like a lasting fucking impression.
An indelible mark.
Yeah.
Whatever locker their face was mushed up against, that grate is still like the marks. Are
yeah.
Still
they
on
still,
their cheek.
Yeah. They still like see like, 267 backwards in their face.
Yeah.
Because of like the locker number that was pressed
right.
into it.
And
like,
so it's reversed because yeah. It's, yeah.
It's like, do you remember that girl who, when Barack Obama was running for president, she said that she was at, like an airport and some like black guys pulled her into a bathroom and carved a B into her face, but
the
like
fuck?
but the B was backwards because she did
she
it to
did
herself
it.
In a mirror.
Yeah, or like Morton Downey Jr. who
oh
like,
yeah
said that like
that's
a
great
some Nazis like kicked him around in a bathroom stall in an airport and carved like something into him, but it was backwards.
Yeah,
and
it was obviously him.
Yeah, and he said they like cut his hair, but he totally did it. Like fucking psycho.
They like find scissors on him.
Yeah, exactly. And they say like Morton Downey Jr. scissors in Label
Maker.
Idiot. I think that's it. These people are they're mad about other people's victimhood because I think they feel their victimhood is more important and is not being acknowledged.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Even though they are the ones with national platforms, millions of people listen to them.
Yeah.
They
are now the bullies, too.
And in terms of, like, representation in the country, like, conservatives feeling like they're victims, they have the presidency, they have the Senate, they have Congress.
House of Representatives, yeah.
Now they have the Supreme Court. Like, to say you're, like, an unrepresented class of people is...
They have, and by the way, the FBI, the military, the banking system, the
You don't have Hollywood. Sorry.
Yeah, the only thing you don't have is maybe like university culture, Hollywood, and Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, maybe the best things America has on offer.
Sure.
And
yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah. No one's like needs your fucking motorboat company in Florida.
I know.
You fucking tool. Sometimes I struggle with just the perfect word for that.
You goddamn fanboat fucking idiot.
Fanboat fan. Yeah, it's like, why are you crying victim? Why are they doing it, Mike?
I think it's a great branding tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking, they've like tapped into it perfectly.
And
that's the thing, is conservative people are so much better at branding than like liberal people.
Well, they
and
have
we
one
should
brand.
Be,
that's
and the... we should be way better because we are from Hollywood and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they don't get like David Fincher... to come in and create their campaign ads for them, the Democrats.
I think I know what
the
problem is.
They need good writing or something.
I think this is the problem. I think it's that conservative people are fighting a battle on one front. Liberal people are fighting a battle on nearly infinite fronts.
Many nuanced
whether
fronts.
Whether it's women's rights, you know, healthcare, minorities getting into college, healthcare, black rights, Latino rights.
Sure.
Like, we seem to have a problem amalgamizing all of these problems
into one,
one united
like, hot,
issue.
Hot-ass slogan.
Conservatism is just defend.
Yeah, conservatism is just
protect.
Things are better the way they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And don't kill babies.
Yeah, it really is that they have a very strong one-line battlefront, and all the guns are pointed in one direction, which is leave us the fuck alone and keep things the way they are.
Yeah.
It's everyone else that has the struggle of like, well, these feminists are upset, but like, well, yeah, but I'm a black man, but hold on, I'm gay over here. It's like, where do you push this massive cart with all these tentacles of issues coming out of it? And that's why it comes off. It is a mess, but
no, it's
also,
hard. It's hard, like not being nuanced in a nuanced world, right?
Well, that's
like,
why
how do you?
That's right, and we're the ones that have the problem of explaining this to people.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult problem because most people don't have the fucking bandwidth to listen to all this shit.
I mean, and that's why you need to have like a 90-minute podcast every week, just talking about people named Steven to eventually eke these ideas into the atmosphere.
Yeah. With you all thought you were going to hear about a fun Steven today, and now you're hearing all this interesting talk.
Did we even talk about that his show is called Louder with Steven Crowder? Or is it Louder with Crowder?
I think it's Louder with Crowder, and I was thinking when I saw that in my research, like, if he was really a funny comedian, he would have just called it Chowder with Crowder, and he would have eaten a bowl of chowder and talked about what he was mad about.
That's our wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's like, duh.
That's like, we're sticking to one theme, but babies, we're talking about chowder.
Steven's Crowder's like, pick one thing, that's your niche, go for it. But Louder...
He should have called it White Prouder with Crowder.
Yeah, oh, God. And it would have to be white, because if you say Prouder with Crowder, you're going to picture a black guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, without a doubt.
Well, I do have a theory that every name that starts with a C is a black person's name.
Colbert?
No, first name.
Oh, Chris. Oh, for sure is a black
guy's
name. Craig.
Clancy.
Your dad is Craig, though.
I know, but he's black.
Clancy. That's a fucking... Is this the 60s? Oh, yeah, Clancy Franklin up the street. He's definitely black. Because actually, I'm enjoying this theory, though.
Just go through the names. Charles.
Yeah, Charles, for sure. Very black. Chuck.
Yeah. Charles Barkley, Chuck.
Yeah, totally. What about Chuck Taylor? Is that a black basketball player? The shoe?
It's a shoe.
Yeah, but I think it's...
It can come in all colors.
Oh,
Chuck
okay.
Taylor's.
Okay, good enough. I usually see them in black and white, which is very NBA. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Should we do more names? Or it's just, Clarence?
Yeah. We're hanging in till we get through everything.
Gosh.
Just so you know. Kurt with a C.
No, maybe Kurt is the one exception.
Christian?
Chad. Christian, for sure.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? Damn, you're right. Black guys love
I think you
the
hit
letter
the,
C.
I think you hit the one loophole, though, is Kurt.
Kurt, yeah, that's not a black name.
No, not at all.
No black people named Kurt. That's a redneck name.
Yeah.
Or like a, maybe not a redneck, but like a lower middle class white man who maybe is a maintenance worker.
Or like a white guy with like blonde hair that has a shotgun.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he might have been in a band or something.
He works with his hands, that's for sure. Like,
yeah.
Kurt is not an executive name.
Yeah.
Kurt is a guy who's fixing your car or like changing the lock on your door. He's doing something like that.
And copying the keys so he can get in later.
And he is, ironically, a very Kurt person. Like, he's not a talker.
No.
He's a doer. Leave him alone.
He has headphones in while he's working.
Strong, silent, and potentially drunk on the job. Kurt. He's Kurt, baby. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game.
All right, so because Steven Crowder, our Steven of the Week, has done so many pranks and silly things where he tortures normal people at universities or outside of Home Depot or walking their kids in the park, I thought he would be a really good target for this game, which is called...
Everywhere.
Do did I do that? All right, well, this is the game where I will ask Michael... we were going good there for a couple episodes. So I'm going to give Michael some multiple choices. One of these choices is something Steven Crowder did, and the rest are bullshit.
Are these all Steven Crowder? Or are they?
Yeah, they're all Steven Crowder.
They're not our list of guys.
Not okay. Our list of guys. Oh. No, I decided to just like kind of focus on him. Good. All right, so option one. Steven Crowder once put on a Shaquille O'Neal mask and covered his hands and neck in makeup he called Beige Face and joined a Black Lives Matter protest in Oklahoma. He shouted, "Down with Whitey," and other provocative chants until the actually black protesters physically removed him from their demonstration. He then tried to use this video as proof that they were violent.
Jesus. I just want to say this is true already. Yeah, it's like, doesn't even sound outlandish at all.
No, it's right
which
in
is
his,
like the sa- like
right in his wheelhouse. Ugh. All right, option two. Steven Crowder wrote an article about an African-American stunt woman who died filming a movie, claiming she was only hired for being black and was thus inexperienced, and said that the death could have easily been avoided by hiring a white male stuntman.
Jesus Christ. It wasn't, didn't have anything to do with the actress being black that she was the stunt woman for.
I have
you
no
could have just put you could have just had me in my Shaquille O'Neal makeup doing the stunts.
She's doing like Monique's stunt. Yeah. It's like, you should have hired a white guy.
It was that scene in Precious when that girl was on the bus.
I could have given him my beige face makeup. Okay. Number three, Steven Crowder once tweeted about an undocumented worker who was struck and killed by a car in Texas. The tweet said, "In America, we on delay when there's oncoming traffic, essay. Tell your vatos up in heaven."
Holy shit. I think that's true, too.
That's pretty fucked up. All right.
This is like the Steve Bannon episode. It's the
it's
exact
like
same
fucking
thing. It's
impossible to tell because they're also...
But then you get these guys like Steven Crowder who hide behind... the like idea that they're comedians,
right?
So it's like just I can say anything that's outrageous because like I'm just being funny.
I'm a comedian.
There was a thing where Amy Schumer, I guess, like debated him or something on Fox News, and she was like, "Just because I go fishing 3 times a week doesn't mean I call myself a fisherman."
That's pretty good. Although I will say,
or 3 times a year, not a week. So.
I will say to this that. I mean, I don't want to interrupt the game, but I must say that Steven Crowder loves to go after, like, easy prey.
Oh, I know.
Like, he will debate some guy in a
this
bathroom.
This is what we've talked about on the show about these people, is that they, like, punch down
about
there's no, like, actual funny, like, conservative comedians.
Oh. No one wants to hear because... some fucking privileged, white, good-looking guy bitch about how hard his life is.
Like, I know.
What the fuck, dude?
And they also do the, like, ambush stuff where they, like, the stuff that we were talking about, like, at the college where he will, like, set up a booth and have people come and, like, debate him. It's like, okay, dude, you've had a week to research this thing and you have, like, stage presence and a microphone.
You're ready.
And then you have people come in off the street to talk to you, like... they're probably not going to be the most eloquent or, like, put together in their arguments. So they're going to immediately look dumber than you.
And you're ready with your fucking rhetoric. Well, let's get back to it. Let's finish this because I would love to actually talk about that. Yeah. I think that's cheap. All right. Option four. Steven Crowder made a video where he went to public parks and told children that their parents were gone because they wanted to live as different genders. When the children became upset, he told them he was kidding, but then asked them if they would like that if it was true. Most of the children, of course, said no, they would not like that. And he posted this video to YouTube as proof that being transgendered is bad for kids.
These are all true.
It's like, what a tough job.
I have no problem seeing any of these as real.
They're all so abhorrent and so in his wheelhouse.
Okay.
All right.
Is
you,
that
do
it?
You need to recap?
Okay, so we have... wait, what was the first one?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, yeah, the Shaquille O'Neal one. Then
he
we have,
shouted down with Whitey and was removed.
Then we have the African-American stunt woman.
Yes, who he said wouldn't have died if she was a white man.
Then we have an on-delay tweet.
Yeah, so tell your vatos up in heaven to on-delay when there's oncoming traffic.
And then the last one was him accosting children.
He tells children in the park their parents are gone because they decided to switch genders. What a nut.
Okay, so some of these I'm just working off of, like, your writing style in terms of like figuring it out.
That's fair.
Like the Shaq one is so detailed, it sounds like you're just having fun with that. Like that was like a really long question. So like to me that seems like that's Sean having fun. That was something Sean did.
Sean did that. Sure, yeah.
The Ondelay tweet sounds pretty legit. The black stunt woman, I don't know. I'm going to go with Ondelay tweet.
Yeah, final answer?
Final answer.
Well, Michael, you know you're Steven because that is incorrect.
No! But, what? You lied to me. I don't know my Steven.
But it easily could be correct. They all could be correct. That's the point.
Which one was it?
He wrote an article about a black stunt woman who died filming Deadpool 2. And she died in a motorcycle accident. And he said, well, they probably only hired her because she was a black woman. Like, if they had gotten a white stuntman in there, like, it would have been normal.
But so, like, was she actually, but she was probably playing a black woman.
Well, no, I think she was in all, like, it was like a bunch of people in leathers and helmets. But who cares? Like, she's a stunt woman. And in his mind, obviously because she's a black woman, like, in his vision of what a stunt person is, that's not what he's picturing. So she must be inexperienced.
So, I mean, no, also just is also saying, like, okay, Michael, you go do that stunt because, like, you're white and know how to sit on a motorcycle.
You can slide a motorcycle at, like, 80 miles an hour and get up. Like, you know what you're doing.
Ugh, I fucking hate this guy.
Such a piece of trash.
It's not even funny stuff, too. That's the problem with him.
This is what I really wanted to get to in this episode, is the fact that there's no such thing as conservative comedians.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, there's people saying they
right,
are.
Right, I wrote a note about this too. So, the mainstream is liberal, right? So there's like...
lamestream.
The lamestream media is currently liberal. So, there's a much higher barrier for entry to be like a famous comedian.
Right.
Because you have to like fit the mold and then like be better than it.
Be best.
And that is why these guys are like popular, is because there's no fucking barrier for entry to be like a funny conservative guy. All you have to do is be like outlandish, kind of funny, if I'm giving them anything.
Yeah.
And like say absurd things and like have a like outlandish sense of humor and like outlandish personality, and then you can make it. There's no competition for that like side of the world where you're like making fun of black stunt women getting killed.
That's right.
In a movie. Like fucking right. There's so much more competition to be even bringing him up, like a Louis C.K. kind of guy, where it's like to be the top of the game in like having a liberal point of views is so much fucking harder because there's millions of us. And for them, there's like 50 of them. And then they all just get like a million YouTube subscribers or whatever it is. And then they're like famous. But those guys didn't like have to like wade through the like competition
they
waters
would be
or anything.
Under any normal circumstances because
like,
they're
put
not
one
funny.
Of those, put that guy on like, I've never even seen this show, but like whatever, Last Comic Standing or like The Gong Show or any of those things, right?
Where it's Gong like happening fast for this guy.
I'll yeah, like that. Where you have to like impress people or go on America's Got Talent or something, right? Like,
no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You would and be butt fucked.
The
so
traditional,
hard.
And that's why they are the alternative of everything, because the traditional like hierarchy and machine that runs this kind of thing will weed you out because you suck.
Yeah,
and so when
and
you
they
watch
haven't been
this
weeded
guy's,
out.
Yeah, and when you watch this guy's appearances where he does his little stand-up routine, he's performing to like a fucking...
It's an echo chamber of just like...
It's not a comedy club anywhere
no,
that matters.
It's CPAC.
It's a fucking retirement home.
Yeah.
Or like a Veterans Affairs.
No, it's,
like,
he was hired... It's like doing corporate gigs. Like he's hired by the Republican Party to do Republican-themed comedy.
Quote-unquote right. comedy. Yeah, and even then when we watch this video, it's like... There's very sparse laughter in that audience.
Yeah.
Because he's
there's
just...
like, but there's like cheering.
Yeah,
right?
It's cheer.
That's
right.
The thing. There's
they're
no laughter, but there's cheering because it's like they're hitting the talking points.
Well, he gets up there. We watched one where he got up, and this is from like a year or two ago, and he was like doing an impression of black men. And he's like, "You guys ever hear about these thugs?"
I know.
And he like sags his pants, and he's like, "What up, dog?" Like blah blah blah. But he's like, "But these boys are wearing earrings. Like that's gay." Yeah, like, what? These thugs have earrings. Like,
he's doing like 1992 comedy.
Yeah, but as performed by a 79-year-old in night. It's like, where have you been? Where you think that, like, why you're making fun of NWA's image or so? Like, this is so old and tired and bad. Like, give it a rest. And you know who I would love to see rip him a new asshole is one of those, like, young black... I don't even know what they call it, but you know when they put like two comedians together and they just like yo mama each
oh,
other?
Oh, right, yeah. Like when
they're like, look at this fat ass diabetic bitch. Like, and she's like, you
I would
love ass.
That so much.
Like, one of those motherfuckers would tear my new asshole.
Holy shit, yeah. That's like my new dream.
I know. And I, again, another world I don't know much about. Yeah, I've just seen glimpses of it. And I'm like, damn, it's like it used to be freestyle battles and now it's just comedians. Like,
yeah, it's just comedians.
You fat ass. Just shitting on
shredding him.
Just Shredville. That guy could not handle the heat though.
Yeah,
it's easy for him to get up in front of a bunch of retired Navy veterans and like,
yeah, and it's also easy for him to like have cameras set up on a college campus with a chair where he's being like obviously inciting an argument or a debate.
Yeah,
and he has cameras and a microphone and like,
yes,
you're fucking prepped for that, dude.
You're prepped for that. And also, how easy to go pick on a bunch of 18-year-olds who are
right
like,
and also like in that same video we watched where he was like saying the only reason you are saying these things is because your gender studies professor is saying them,
right?
Like, I would have loved to see him debate the gender studies professor.
Yeah, totally.
And then see like
totally
what the outcome is, right? Not that... the fucking fresh-faced 18-year-old, because look,
let's just learn. These
we're all dumb
learn,
we're all
idiot.
Dumb in 18 at 18, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's right. Well, there's the other thing is that I think these guys are really upset at university culture. I think a lot of these guys went to college and were not happy with what they learned, or they felt. And there is for sure a very left-leaning, at least in America, tendency at universities. But guess what? That's just because when you get smart, you kind of go that way.
I mean, it's also like, look, I went to a Catholic college.
Did you? Oh, Loyola.
Yeah, I went to Loyola, and like, I still had a... it wasn't a gender studies class, but it was like kind of like a race kind of class or something like that.
Yeah.
Like
you
an
guys
American cultures
put
class.
Put on shoes and run around a track.
But it's like, that's a fucking...
Sorry.
But that's like a religious college, and you still take that. But it also, that's one class. All the other ones are not that.
Like, but it's also there for a reason.
I also took an economics class there.
That's right.
You know? Like,
and it's also there for a reason. Like, no one, these guys act like people are majoring in being an African American. It's like,
I know.
Those classes are there because a lot of people aren't exposed to other cultures.
Yeah,
and when
that's
you
it.
Go to college, you are supposed to be getting exposed to ideas and viewpoints and
yeah.
things that you have not encountered yet.
No, and especially like when you take a history class or an art history class or something. All of that stuff is written by white people or European people. And it's like, mm-hmm. you might as well just take one class that
take
has to do with some stuff written
one
by other,
semester,
other
16 one-hour sessions of focusing on like, hey, what do black people have to say about
what
all
books
this?
Are they writing?
Is that so bad?
No.
And no one's getting a doctorate in being a transgendered person, but like a human sexuality class where you learn not to hate them might be not such a bad fucking thing,
yeah.
right? Like, learn to empathize a little bit with other people's
that's
experiences.
All it is.
And that's what it is. When you take a fucking ethnic studies class, it's just telling you, like, here's the Cuban experience in America. Here's the black experience. Because guess what? If you are a fucking white person who hasn't ever thought about that.
Right. No. And if you just learn the mainstream stuff that you learn, like, yeah. from kindergarten through the end of high school, it's uh-huh. all white people. So uh-huh. it's like, who wrote the books and everything. So it's
yeah.
like.
And no one's throwing that stuff out, by
no,
the way.
No, I know.
There's no one saying... Oh,
you're allowed to branch out,
yeah.
is the thing.
And there's
like,
the weird fringe cases where they don't want to teach Mark Twain because there's an N-word in a book. But guess what? It's like one school
in
some
Alabama.
Strange place. Yeah, and guess
exactly,
where guess
like,
where this is happening.
Yeah,
it's not
Berkeley. Not happening at LAUSD.
No. but they're like, they get hung up on this stuff. They get hung up on the improbable of... What if a transgendered person tries to shit next to my daughter in the women's room? What if my son goes to school and they take away all the great white writers and they replace them all with fucking Ice Cube?
What if they try to give them books instead of guns?
Yeah, that would be my ultimate worst nightmare. Can't shoot a deer with a book.
All my son's books have carved out to hide a Glock inside of it.
They took my son's pistol and in his holster they put a Ta-Nehisi Coates a pamphlet.
All of his writings from the Atlantic.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
My son left his AK-47 at school and came home with dreams of my father.
All of a sudden I noticed there was a daisy pushed in the barrel.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's not the only thing they pushed in something.
Their
in my
limp
son.
Dick.
I'm saying they butt fucked. But it is. It's anti-learning. But then they have the gall to go, like Steven Crowder does, to university crowds and play and bitch and moan because people are mad that they're there.
I know.
But they're, like, anti-learning. And then they try to pretend and, like, they're the ones who are standing up for free speech. And it's like, if your free speech is to get up with a bullhorn and scream, fuck trannies, that doesn't belong at Harvard. Right. Get off the stage. Like, someone actually has more important shit to talk
yeah.
about. You fucking loser.
Yeah, or sorry, they cut your time down from an hour to 20 minutes. Like,
right.
You got your 20 minutes, dude.
Yeah, and if you have inflammatory shit to say and that's your free speech, like, you know what? I do believe in America where that, you know, there is a place for the Westboro Baptist Church.
Sure.
But the place is in our national discourse where we're deriding them.
Right.
And laughing at them because bad examples are still examples.
Yeah.
For people to learn from, like, sure. Wow, everyone hates those guys. I should not be like that.
Yeah. That's like all these people bitching about Alex Jones getting taken off, like, YouTube and stuff. And it's like, what about free speech? And it's like, what about, like, him fucking claiming that these parents are actors of their children that were murdered?
Yeah.
And then people showing up at their house because he put their address on his show.
Yeah, some of these people whose children died in a school shooting have had to move like 16 times because
yeah.
Alex Jones listeners are like stalking their house with guns and calling them liars
mm-hmm.
and making their lives hell. So what about free speech? Well, he's free to talk about that all he wants, but guess what? Google doesn't have to associate with him.
Sure.
Apple doesn't have to associate with him. Spotify doesn't want to broadcast that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So say it all you want, but like...
Those are also all places you can find. We need to talk about Steven.
Yes, and please, we need ratings in every single one. Yeah. And we are dubious about the Parkland shooting, to be sure.
I'm not really... I don't know.
I'm not sold on it.
All I know is that child actors usually grow up with problems, and if they're child acting getting shot, then that it's probably par for the course.
Well, I've been known to be a big stage mom about my son being a crisis actor, and I'm just still trying to get a role.
I know. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, can my kid get shot so I can please get a job?
Him and I are both literally dying to get this role. Like, where does my kid sign up to be the next Columbine victim? He's feeling rejected.
Were there people like that back then, too, during the Columbine stuff?
No, I think this is internet phenomenon. And the internet was obviously around back then. And you know what? I bet you there were some small message boards and stuff, but I blame this on a post 9/11 world.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's when people went nuts
mm-hmm.
and really stopped trusting everything.
Yeah.
And then from that has grown like organically this incredibly strange offshoot of American society where people used to just think that JFK wasn't killed by one guy. That
right.
was like
that
conspiracy
was,
theory wacko.
That there was two shooters.
Yeah, that was the craziest it got. Now, since then and since 9/11 and all this stuff, people are like...
No, and that's the thing.
Believing
like 9/11 too, now they're claiming there was two planes.
Wait.
And not just one.
Wait. Oh, you mean because of the Pentagon plane?
No, the World Trade Center. But they said that now there's one plane for each building.
Yeah, wasn't there?
Yeah, sorry. I guess that joke was really bad.
Oh, Michael, I see what you're doing.
Did I do it like too straight?
Did you do that? That was very straight. That was like a Stephen Wright joke. That's very dry. Oh, man, I need a drink of water that was so dry. But yeah, people are now to the point where they think that like, nationally, I don't even know what words to use to describe how real a school shooting is, like a Sandy Hook. people still aren't buying that that's real now. Like, that's how
crazy
far we've come.
I know.
Yeah. And these guys think it's hysterical.
Speaking of these guys, should we measure their dicks?
Ooh, what a good idea. You know, I wish that Skeeter and the Boss had the foresight to make a new jingle for them, because they almost deserve their own, but...
Maybe one will pop up.
Yeah.
Hey, Boss.
Oh, hey there, Skeeter. What's going on in here?
I'm just feeling different today, Boss.
I noticed you put up a disco ball, and you got a vanity mirror up in your room here, Betty. What's up?
But you haven't noticed my frilly dress?
Skeeter, what the hell is going on?
I just feel different.
Skeeter, are you transitioning into a worming?
I'm just wanting to tape my hog back.
Alright, hold on. If you're gonna do this, I want to take one last gander.
Alright, Boss, it's gonna hurt when I rip the tape off.
That's alright, Skeeter. Why don't we measure that hog?
What the fuck did we just listen to?
How did they come up with a jingle so fast?
I know, that
we
was
just mentioned
crazy.
Like, maybe there will be a new one, and then
immediately they had one. I guess it's just luck.
Skeeter and the Boss just fucking...
It's that Michael Mann and who's the other guy that wrote Luck?
Eric Roth.
Oh, really?
David Milch?
Oh, yeah, David Milch. Okay. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
It's like that show. When I mean to say a couple horses died and it was quickly canceled. All right, what do we think about Steven Crowder? Do we want to just measure the hogs of the alt-right? Or do
yeah,
we want...
so we should do Crowder, Shapiro.
Oh, boy.
Jordan Peterson.
Okay, let's start with Crowder. What's your hog read here?
Out of the three, I would expect him to have the biggest of the hogs.
The most swinging hog.
He's the bigger guy out of all them.
Yes.
But just the insecurity runs so deep with this guy.
The need for approval.
Yeah, the need for speed on this guy. Oof. Like, he hasn't... Like, do you think that there's, like, hog insecurity with people that don't have sex until marriage? When they're like...
Yeah.
Convincing their wives that, like, we can't have sex until you're, like, legally bound to me.
Yeah, I think that we failed to get into it with this guy, and I don't know if we can now, but I will say it's real fucking weird if you're one of these people that, like, swears off sex to marriage. If it's happened by accident, who cares? But, like, if you're like, no, no,
right.
I will not have sex with you,
yeah.
although I am very attracted to you,
yeah.
and I want to marry you, like, first,
and then to also
we need to be married.
Take such a weird, like, alpha stance on
about
so
it.
Many other things.
Yeah, like you're a bad boy, but you, like, haven't even got your ding-a-ling touched
yeah.
when you're, like, 28. No one's even, like, giving you a beach.
That's pretty
fucking
weird.
Let's just call
these
it
guys are losers.
Dweebus.
Yeah, these guys are pure A-grade malarkuses.
Yeah, they deserve every bit of bullying they received. And to the bullies out there who bullied them.
Keep doing it.
Where are you guys? You're derelict of your duty right now. Like, please, they need...
This is not left up, this is not just left up to us.
Yeah, more wedgies, more swirly twirlies. Or whatever it is. What is it called when you, like, put someone's face in a
twirly? Swirly twirlies.
Yeah. Swirling and swirling,
swirl it,
you guys need to come back and do this, because they're clearly, these nerds are uppity and out of control.
I don't think that this guy is packing heat at all.
No,
based
I think
on his personality alone.
I'm reading, like, normal hog, abnormal life.
Yeah, I'm reading normal hog at best.
Yeah,
for him,
definitely not swinging. Guy, okay,
Ben Shapiro.
Okay, Ben Shapiro is a weasel dick. This guy is a little twerp.
He's a real yamacock.
Yeah, this guy is a fucking 5'2" ferret-faced little fucking loser whose dick, no doubt, looks like a baby toe.
Yeah, this guy, he's got a true piglet.
Yeah, true pig. And you can just tell from his voice and his face.
Yeah.
He's just a little bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a little angry fucking bitch.
Yeah, he's insecure more, like, about more things than just his, like, shitty personality.
Oh, definitely. And I think that if on all of our 24 episodes or whatever so far, there was ever a candidate for the Is It In Yet Award, I think Ben Shapiro is a front runner for that statue, which is very small and very bronze. All right, what do you think
it's hidden behind jeans.
Exactly.
All right, and Jordan Peterson. I want to even say that he could even have the smallest dick out of all of them.
He certainly seems... He talks like the Unabomber.
Yeah, he is a real big bush, thin dick kind of a guy.
Yeah, foam, you nailed it. This guy's got a massive fur bush and a weird little dick.
And then he also, like...
He's knobby.
Tells his wife she must groom herself all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
Because of his hierarchy.
He seems like someone that would have been murdered on Ruby Ridge. Like, he comes off like... One of those woods.
For sure. One of those like, woods he boys. Has like a shack in the back for fucking girls' periods to take place.
Yeah, you go bleed out there, Hitler. And he's like,
you should go bleed out there.
Yeah, he's got the weirdest voice. If you go listen to interviews with Ted Kaczynski and then you listen to Jordan Peterson, they sound
same
the
guy.
Same guy.
Huh,
and they both look similarly knobby, bony. Like, yeah. They got big, knobby joints, like a woods goblin.
But he has one joint that is not big or not, knobby.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely is in an impressive form of woods. Yeah, I think across the board, I don't see a figure here who comes off as a swing and high.
I just don't see, looks aside, these personalities to me do not scream like security.
Nothing. Yeah, these guys are not guys that have the confident, calm demeanor of a guy with a big fucking fat dick in his pants.
Or an average dick.
No, because they're all scared about sex.
Yeah, they're terrified of it.
Guys with big dicks aren't scared about sex.
They're scared of hurting people.
Period. Yeah, they're maybe gentle lovers or something. But guys... If you have a big old swinging hog that women can't seem to keep their lips off of,
you're not acting like Steven Crowder.
You're getting blowjobs from bibs. You're not thinking about where transsexuals take a dump.
Yeah, that's the last thing on your
mind. You're not worried about
it.
Yeah, you don't fucking care because you're too busy blowing fat loads. I mean, it's funny, but it's true.
It's totally true.
It's fucking totally true. Everyone I know who's slaying the puss.
Yeah, they're not worried about political issues at all.
They're not thinking about it. And if they are, they're more like, whatever.
They're just multifaceted.
Why don't you just let people be, man? Like, sorry, hold on, I have to have an orgasm. Excuse
me. Sorry, you caught me while this girl was jerking off my big dick.
Can't keep these ladies' paws off my junk. Yeah, I think we nailed it. All those guys have small wee-wees. Yeah.
There's a lot more we can go into of these guys, but I don't even know, like, there's such a long list of these fuckers.
There's a long list of these guys, and I feel like we've made an interesting tactical decision by deciding to go for three when we really could have taken one down by the jugular hard.
Yeah.
That being said, I feel like it's almost better the way we did it because these guys don't deserve personal attention.
Right. I think the spread out of hate from us is like...
They're a genre of douchebag.
Yeah.
And these guys are all...
But it's weird because they are all different, like, types.
Yeah, they're different heads of a dirty hydra.
Yeah, but they fit into the exact same weird, slithery body.
They do, and they're both self-congratulatory. You know, the only guy we missed here is Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, but he's done, so it's like... I know, I was thinking about him at the beginning, but...
He's out of the game. And we've talked about him before, too. So,
yeah.
And I was going to say, I was thinking about this before we started recording. Like, I can't believe we're even giving these fucking assholes attention on our show. But one of them's name is Steven. And by the rules of the game, we must talk about
them. And also, we earlier stated, we have like 20 of these people to go. And we might have hit all the hot ones early on.
hint, we might be digging deeper into YouTube after this. But it's true. I mean, look, we talked about it. We were honest about it. If you guys disagree, go seriously tie a rope around your neck and jump off of a fucking something with the other end tied to a rafter. Like, get the fuck out of Dodge if you were that much of an asshole.
Yeah, we're not on the same team.
We're
fuck
not on
you.
The same team. Unsubscribe.
Should we take this moment then, I guess, to sum it up? because it sounds like that's what you're going for.
I think we should, yeah. And I think our time is right. I think the time is tight. I'm going to sum these motherfuckers up tonight.
Come on now, sum them up, boys. Come on now, get. Come on. Sum them up now.
Wow. Are we going to do like a nice, thoughtful sum up of this?
We usually do. We're kind of like South Park. We always wind up being pretty thoughtful.
Yeah, and like having like a metaphor or like an even-sided...
Yeah. Let's try. So what do you... Do we want to do it guy by guy, or are we doing the whole lot of
No,
them?
Let's like... just do Steven Crowder. Okay. I don't want to spend more time on these people. Okay. Let's see. I guess I'm going to try to start positive so I can go that way.
Sure.
I feel like I get the idea of being in, like, ornery, unhappy... young man. I've been there. I don't think I ever took it out as like mean as these people do.
Just picturing that is funny.
But like, I know, just me.
Debate like, me, lesbian.
19-year-old me being like, tell me why you're straight.
Lesbians wanna fuck me, debate it.
So it's like, I guess I get the subscriber base of like, why are there a million people subscribed to Steven Crowder's stupid fucking show? Like, I get that it's young people, mostly, hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope.
But, it's not, like, a good message to be putting out into the world. It's not good to, like, antagonize people, especially people who have had it, like, worse off than you. And even if you are being generous in saying that being transgendered is, like, a mental illness, you should not... be fucking attacking people who you think are mentally ill. It's like it's
yeah,
like
absolutely
going, your mom has Alzheimer's and you're going to the retirement home and your name is fucking Steven Crowder and she keeps calling you Jeffrey for some reason and you're like, mom, I'm not fucking Jeffrey, I'm Steven. It's like,
yeah,
you're just gonna upset her more.
Yeah.
why are you doing this?
Hey, are you retarded, lady?
Yeah, it's like, I just don't understand the lack of compassion, and part of me feels like, I don't know if it's a thing in them where they even believe it, or if they know it's just a marketable thing right now, and I don't even know which is more disturbing, of like, capitalizing on like, the hate people have, or actually believing it.
Way to put it. Yeah, totally, because they're both so despicable. And especially for people who are, like, defending so-called Christian values to be those people who are obsessed with stripping others of their very humanity. Like, forget about the political aspects of whether or not, you know, something like immigration or gay stuff is good for the economy or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're, like, they're not happy to just talk about that part of it. They're, like, no, no, they're, like, fucking pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. And like, why? Because he wants a job?
Yeah.
Is that why he's a piece of shit? Yeah, I think Mike and I were talking about this earlier, and I'm surprised these two words didn't come out beforehand. I'll let you use your word if you want it. But he Mike said, you know, they're this. And I said, yeah, that's a good one. And I think they're casuists, which is people, specifically Jordan Peterson and Steven Crowder, who I know we're trying to just stick to him. But that just means someone who appeals to people because they're seemingly profound in their thoughts and they speak about thinking, but they're easily dismantled bullshit fucking points of view that are just dumb.
No, they play like people like Jordan Peterson play devil's advocate for like the fun of it kind of thing. Where it's like, what is your actual point of view on this? Or are you just arguing the semantics of my argument?
Yeah, you're being like, a contrarian.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah, you just want to fucking argue it to argue it because you're that guy.
And what was mine? Was it solipsism? Sophist. Oh, yeah, sophist. Yeah. So it's like, these guys just, they make arguments that no one is arguing against or about.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about this
stuff.
It's
like the same idea of like saying like, someone will bring up an argument that makes no sense for no reason. And it's just saying like, I disagree with your premise. Like, why are you even comparing like crime with a race based on just race. How about you bring up the everything else that goes along with it?
Yeah, exactly. That's the Breitbart way, right?
Like the Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity, those guys who just like they're the same people who say fat like what is Ben Shapiro's stupid fucking things? Like, I don't care if facts hurt your feelings or facts don't care about your feelings. It's like, fucking cherry pick your facts and then also bitch every day. Mr. I don't care about feelings.
And let's be honest here. Here's the real problem I think that Mike and I have with these guys is that they are not out for, they have dedicated their lives to getting a message out and to going in every day and recording something or making something. And it is not to make the world a better place.
No.
Although maybe in their twisted brains it is, but they are dedicating time to making other people's lives more miserable or harder.
They're capitalizing on like outrage, and I think that they are creating way more outrage than is actually
making the outrage.
Yeah.
Steven Crowder goes and sets up tables at college campuses to enrage students who are there to learn by fucking getting into shit about stuff that no one else is arguing about.
Yeah.
And antagonizing people who are there to go to school.
Right.
Ben Shapiro gets on his fucking show and his podcast and bitches about the fact that black people have a superhero movie. And he thinks that somehow that's taking something from him.
Right.
Or the rest of us, and we should be upset about it too.
Yeah.
These people are making the world a worse place through their efforts. They're not good people. They are objectively bad people.
Yeah. They're shitty people.
They should fuck themselves.
And they make shitty fucking arguments.
And they are never, ever funny.
And they never, ever have big hogs.
No. Not funny.
No hogs.
Tiny dicks. Making the world a worse place. And one of them has the voice of a child.
And
it's Ben Shapiro.
When all of this blows over, they will be out of jobs too.
Yeah, because you know what? This little flash in the pan of right-swinging fascism is not who this country is. It is not who we have been. And it goes in waves. Like, these people are a response to, several years ago, a huge influx of, like, you know, I'm gender fluid, I'm identity fluid, I'm transracial. Mm. Like, this blew up as a response to that bullshit, which is not really happening, being shown on the news constantly.
Yeah.
Because it's sensational.
Mm-hmm.
And so people see this shit and get upset about it because, of course, that's upsetting and weird to a lot of people. But a lot of people aren't able to, like, parse that that's nonsense. And it's, so this happened once somewhere. Someone wanted to be a wolf. And now it's like all across college campuses, children are turning into wolves. It's like, how is your kid going to react when he's confronted by being a wolf? And these people have like built a brand on it. And guess what? When all the scaremongering and shit dies down, these people won't have fucking careers. God fucking willing.
Yeah. And also, at the end of it all, Ben Shapiro, just move out of fucking Brentwood or wherever you live.
Yeah, this little twerp like, dickhead you have a problem lives up with the street from me in L.A. Like, are you so mad about...
I'm sure you make the exact same argument to like immigrants saying, why are we living in a country where they like cage kids? You should just leave and not live here. Why would you move to a racist country? Move out of this country too. Or at least, for the love of God, move out of LA.
Move out of the fucking state, or at least the city, you dingus. Like, that's the thing that pisses me off the most, is people who hate... It's like an Islamic terrorist moving to America. It's like, why, Ben Shapiro, if you hate the left and hate all this stuff so much, do you live in the middle of Los Angeles?
I know.
This is the capital of everything you hate. Yeah. Get the fuck out. Or what? Is it so nice here?
Yeah, that's what tells me that they don't fucking believe this shit and they're just, like, exploiting it.
I think that they're just hypocrites. I think he really believes it.
Yeah.
Or, goddamn, like, you have to really be committed to be a hypocrite to put that much energy into a media empire where you just shit on everything that all of this stands for, and yet you live in it and go to the restaurants that it provides. Like, you want to live like a little redneck Jew boy from fucking the Valley? Why don't you go live in Alabama and see how they treat you there?
Seriously.
See what your fucking menu for dinner is there. Yeah. See what everything. See how the weather is. See how the fucking people are. You want to live there? That place exists. It's not fucking LA. Get out.
Yeah, go to the Red Barn Saloon with your yarmulke on and see what fucking happens.
Yeah, see what happens. You should be happy you live in a place where people treat you nice.
Yeah.
Because you're lucky.
Yeah.
This is a nice place. People get along here. You want to be a racist asshole, there's a Wakanda for that. That's a real fucking Wakanda. Go down there and enjoy it. Piece of trash.
I just want to like end with saying just like, how dare you?
Yeah, I love the saying, how dare you? It's the ultimate, I've been insulted. How dare you? All right. Steven Crowder.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Yeah, how dare you? And also, don't stop the Steven Crowder.